This is kind of a unique picture for me in that there's no way I could have set this scene up on its own. And taking this was entirely an act of serendipity. I had no pre-planning on this at all. So my wife and I had just finished watching a movie called The Martian, which is a really good movie. You should check it out. And it was raining outside and we're getting ready for bed. And she comes in to and says, "Hey, get your camera. There's a really cool weekly 50 picture." And it's like 10:30 at night. I didn't know what she was talking about, but I grabbed my camera and she pointed to the window of our front door. And you can't see it here, but this frog is on the outside door, and the actual front door, like the big wooden front door, is inside. It's like past the frog in the inside of the house. And looking out from the house, you could see this pair of frog legs and little frog nose sticking up. And apparently on this warm spring evening, this frog had decided to get close to our porch light and climbed up the glass door. And it was really cool. And I don't think I've ever seen something quite like this before. So I grabbed the camera, and then the challenge was how to photograph it. I had no idea how. And we were inside, the frog was outside, and the lighting was coming from outside. So we tried turning out the inside lights, but then it was weirdly overexposed. And I tried turning some lights on, but I didn't want to scare the frog. And all the photos I got, they didn't really provide a sense of context and space. All you saw was like a window, what looked like a window and a door with some frog feet and a little nose sticking out. And it was lacking something, and I didn't know what it was. And you can see a picture on the blog, if you scroll down a little bit, of one of the earlier versions of the picture. And a shooting with the 50mm lens, even on a full-frame camera, there's just not enough space to work with. You don't get a wide enough view in our little entryway of our house to see what's going on. So it was kind of cool. It was a fun little snapshot. But I figured, as long as I was giving this a try, I might as well go outside. And if I could just not spook this frog, maybe he would stay there and I could get a better picture. So I went outside and I kept on sort of creeping closer and closer, and I didn't want to scare this frog, but he really didn't seem all that interested in me. So that was good. And I kept on going closer and angling up and down. And I honestly wasn't sure exactly what I was going for or how to get what I was going for. And I must have taken, I think, 90 or 100 pictures. And this is one of maybe three that turned out that I really liked. And there are several things that really came together for this photo. I like the angle. The downward angle here implies that this frog is high up on the door. And I noticed that in some of the other photos I took where it wasn't such a downward angle, and it didn't seem like the frog had really made a vertical journey on the door. I didn't like at first that you can see the reflection of the light in the door, but I kind of like it now. I think it's kind of cool. I like how there's just enough shallow depth of field that you get a sense that, in looking at this, one of the first questions that you as a photographer have to answer for the viewer is, what are you supposed to see in this photo? And as a viewer, there's a lot going on. There's like this massive vertical stripe in the middle. There's a frog, there's a light, and you're sort of conflicted. What am I seeing? And then after a few seconds, you realize, okay, there's a frog and a lamp and whatnot. And it was tough for me to sort of let go of that as the photographer, the idea that I could clearly focus the attention of the viewer. But then I realized with a little depth of field, I could kind of focus the viewer on the frog, and then the rest of the background would provide context. And there's also some editing here. The glass door was kind of smudged with prints from the frog and just dirt and other things. And so I had to clean a lot of that up in Lightroom and just use the spot healing tool. But in the end, I really like the image this creates. I like the mood it creates. You can't see the rain, but I like the feeling that there's something different going on here. And it was kind of a fun thing for me to try. So if I was to say something to anyone listening to this as far as what you should take away from this, if anything, it would be use your camera as much as you can. Use it every day, because you have to learn the fundamentals if you want to be able to take any sort of picture. I want to say a picture like this, not that you should aspire to this, but you got to know the fundamentals. I couldn't afford to waste time trying to figure out, okay, what is aperture again? And what does my shutter speed mean again? And all this stuff. You got to know that stuff if you want to take the best photo you can when you really need to. So hopefully this serves as a reminder. And thanks for listening to this extended, going on like 5-minute podcast now.